Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Monday, April 10th, 2017 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild ride it is. Just gets stranger all the time. It really does. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We're all road warriors, those who would esteem themselves to be. And as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. We'll try to keep it light, shall we? For the moment, we'll start off light and then we'll get into the business of the day, shall we say. Yesterday, Sergio Garcia won the Masters. How about we start there? Which was fantastic. Some say, like ESPN is reporting, that Sergio Garcia vanquished his major demons. Been trying for a long time. The Masters is a very prestigious tournament, one of the four golf majors. And that was interesting. It was a playoff with Justin Rose. They actually won to win the Masters, which was pretty exciting. I don't know if you saw it, but that was, to me, that's one of the things that some would call golf an elitist sport, and there might be some truth to that. I think professional golf in America has some roots in kind of the heartland, blue-collar America, if you will. You know, if you think about, if you're familiar with the stories of the guys playing back in the Nicholas Palmer player era, so to speak, that era has its roots in blue-collar. So it's kind of a stabilizing force, I think, in America, in American society, which is a good thing. We could use as much of that as we can muster, I think, these days, unfortunately. Because we have plenty of the other. And what do I mean? Well, the New York Times article, "The Long Road to Trump's War," is an op-ed by Samuel Moyne and Stephen Wertheim. I think that kind of says it all. "The Long Road to Trump's War" opens with these words: "We now know how many cruise missiles it takes to turn you from pariah to respected member of the American foreign policy establishment, 59. The number President Trump fired on a Syrian government airfield on Thursday. I think Donald Trump became president of the United States," the CNN host Fareed Zakaria gushed. And that is what happened. I mentioned that on Friday, that the foreign policy establishment, as it were, was gushing over now President Trump, not pariah. "And yet firing missiles at half-empty air bases does not make up for a lack of foreign policy acumen, let alone a strategy for dealing with a Middle East that has consumed American blood and treasure for at least 15 years. In fact, the good money says that Mr. Trump is, through plan or happenstance, likely to push us further into the fighting, whatever he promised on the campaign trail." And I think that's a fantastic way to put that. The good money says that Mr. Trump is, through plan or happenstance, likely to push us further into the fighting, whatever he promised on the campaign trail. We know that UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, the not my president, wait, my president, U.S. Ambassador, said on CNN State of the Union with Jake Tapper yesterday that regime changes is likely and imminent, I would add. That's a paraphrasing, a broad paraphrasing of her words, but that was one of the salient points that I think one could draw from her appearance on State of the Union. And so I think the New York Times article, The Long Road to Trump's War, is makes provocative observations, including what I just read. The good money says that Mr. Trump is, through plan or happenstance, likely to push us further into the fighting, whatever he promised on the campaign trail. And that is what ends up happening, doesn't it? And it's interesting that we see a very monetized and militarized cabinet around Donald Trump, isn't it? And we still haven't heard. There's been no investigation, but we know that evidence, the 2013 bombing was suspect. The chemical weapons attack in Syria was suspect. The international community tried to rally around the notion that the Assad government gassed its own people. We've heard this narrative, though, before, haven't we? And that was questionable in that instance. And then there was the April 4th incident, which, you know, to kind of go back to keeping it light, the April 4th incident took the focus off of Gonzaga losing to the UNC Tar Heels to end March Madness, but Gonzaga will be back. And Coach Mark Few has built a fantastic program at Gonzaga. Again, to keep it light just for a second, I think Gonzaga has gone a long way in staving off what I would call the curse of mediocrity. I usually refer to it affectionately as the curse of mediocrity. I think every Washington team, from the Seahawks to the Mariners, no longer the Sonics, but, you know, all the professional teams, all of the college teams, the Zags, the Huskies, U of Dub, the Cougs, Washington State University, all of the teams in Washington suffer from what I call the curse of mediocrity. And they're uniquely capable of snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. They play down to the level just beneath what is needed to win, you know, where the historically the underdog finds a way, though it's, you know, the underdog is outmanned or whatever. They don't have the talent. They don't have the strength or whatever. They find a way to win. That's what the underdog does. But Washington teams are somewhat uniquely, they have a unique proclivity for stealing defeat from the jaws of victory. I remember having that discussion with my brother 20 years ago. And we were talking, and he said, I think it was 1997 or 98. And he said, well, you know, the Sonics are going to the playoffs this year. And I said, but how bad do you have to be in the NBA to not go to the playoffs? And he said, good point. The Seahawks are a good example. Or the Mariners and their, what was it, 115, 116 game season, whatever it was. And they didn't, 2001, 116 games. They won during the regular season, but they didn't, I don't think they even, they didn't get to the World Series. You know, then you have teams like the Yankees that play well enough during the regular season to get there, or the Patriots play well enough to get to the Super Bowl. But that's what they're, that's what it's all about. You know, kind of like watching Sergio Garcia last night, it really comes down to who can close. You know, I was surprised that Sergio was not assessed a penalty. Again, I'm kind of jumping all over the place this morning, so I apologize a little bit for that, but I think it's all relevant. So watching Sergio, I forget what hole it was. I want to say the 15th. 16th. I was surprised when he had to drop on the pine straw that he wasn't assessed a penalty because his ball shifted a little bit, but he wasn't. And he played clutch down the stretch. And it was surprising to see him miss his putt on the 18th. His birdie putt, and Justin Rose missed his birdie putt too. But in the end, Sergio was able to close the deal. They replayed the 18th for in the playoff, and on the first playoff hole, which favored Justin Rose because he'd birdied the 18th a couple of times and parred it a couple of times. Sergio played the 18th par all week. But he found a way to after Justin Rose putted out for bogey, Sergio had a birdie putt and was able to one putt for a two-stroke victory, which was fantastic. I think that would silence the critics that might say, "Yeah, but then there was the penalty." Well, it was a two-stroke swing on the 18th playoff hole. So the first playoff hole, that is, which was the 18th hole. So that's fantastic. I think that's, again, it's one of the things that brings a sense of civility to all of the chaos that we see around us. So anyway, the Washington teams and the curse of mediocrity, able to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. But back to the New York Times, and then moving on. New York Times article, Long Road to Trump's War. Absolutely prescient. The good money says that Mr. Trump is, through plan or happenstance, likely to push us further into the fighting, whatever he promised on the campaign trail. Now, I thought, speaking of pushing us further into the fighting, I thought it was interesting on, what was it? I want to say, State of the Union. Thought it was interesting hearing from Mike Rogers. Mike Rogers said, you know, you hear these interesting things occasionally. Who was it? Not Dana Perino, but who was it that said a week or two ago that this discussion of climate change has been knocking around since about 1992? Who said that? I think it was Dana Perino, which is interesting. What does she know? How does she know that? Does she know about the 92 Rio Earth Summit? Probably. Does she know about Maurice Strong? Does she know the reason behind the First Earth Summit and Maurice Strong's agenda and Edmund Rothschild and so on and so on? It's interesting. In the same fashion, I thought it was interesting hearing from former Congressman Mike Rogers, the same Mike Rogers who was a former FBI agent, and the same Mike Rogers who was asked on, what was it, the Sunday show with Chris Wallace, I believe, if he was buying the narrative that Susan Rice was peddling initially, and he made that famous coincidence remark. As a young FBI agent, you learn that there are coincidences, but they're not likely. It was interesting that he mentioned that this war campaign was planned 4 or 5 years ago. What does that mean? We'll talk more about that when we come back. Stick around.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Crazy, crazy times. Crazy times. You know, stepping back a second. So, former Congressman Mike Rogers said this plan to attack Syria and to get us into a broader war has been talking around. It's been planned for 4 or 5 years. What was he talking about? Could it be that he was referring to the DIA report that was published back in August of 2012? Remember that? Came to light as a result of the Judicial Watch Freedom of Information request. Those guys, they do a lot of important work over there, don't they? The information that they uncover is vital to the national interest, if you will. But it didn't just start there, did it? That was a revelation in the plan. But years before that, General Wesley Clark intimated that we had undergone a policy coup. We had witnessed a policy coup in the Bush administration, the neocon policy coup, specifically the or namely the Wolfowitz Doctrine, itself sort of a reinvention of the Yanan plan from years earlier. So when do we stop and take a break for a second and say, bad guys have been planning and strategizing through administration to administration to conquer the Middle East, to redraw the lines, the boundaries of countries and so forth. And who was it? Somebody said it over the weekend. Somebody actually mentioned Balkanization as instructive. And I always say that we need to, in the West, in America in particular, we need to research the term Balkanization and understand what happened to the Ottoman Empire and why. And that is, you know, that is the reason for the term Balkanization, the redrawing of the Ottoman Empire, the giving of the territory that the world recognizes now as Israel to the political Zionists. And that's not an exaggeration. I mean, if you do the history on that, that's what happened. So when do we stop and look back at least 40 or so years and say, bad guys have been trying to redraw the lines of the Middle East for at least 40 or so years, and really it's more like about 200. Been trying to redraw those lines for about 200 years, been successful in large part, but they're still trying. It's still the same plan, and it's obvious what's happening in Syria correlates directly to that DIA report that was published back in August of 2012. When are we going to wake up and realize that? Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go go to apsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to apsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at apsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Someday we know of a
All right, so what's going on here? Let's kind of get our wits about us, shall we? And talk about what is known. And speaking of what is known, even the world knows that this plan to the missile strikes were planned before the alleged gas attack in Syria. And that's not a secret. The world knows that. Russia Insider reported on Friday this story, Friday morning, in the headline, Zakharova, U.S. missile strikes were planned before alleged gas attack in Syria. And the world is not pleased with this. Russia and Iran have both said if the U.S. strikes Syria again, it will consider retaliatory action. That's not good. What's happening is not good. It I think correlates directly to the allegedly spurious letter from Albert Pike to Giuseppe Mazzini, unleashing the nihilists and the atheists, drawing everyone in the world into this conflict, primarily between specious conflict, primarily fomented between political Islam and, or I should say political Zionism first, and political Islam. And the world conflates these two contrived enemies, this contrived conflict. The world conflates the biblical Israel with modern geopolitical contrivance that the world calls Israel. The two couldn't be more different. The biblical Israel and this modern geopolitical contrivance called Israel are not the same. They're vastly different. And that's a whole big, long discussion we're not even going to embark on today. People want to try to draw biblical parallels. Listening to folks like John Hagee, for example. No, today this Israel is the same as the biblical Israel. You don't want to listen to John Hagee on that, trust me. The guy who says that Jesus did not come to earth to be the Messiah, this is not the person you want to listen to as far as Israel is concerned. I would, for the who's who in the zoo, as far as the Jews are concerned, the Israel discussion, like I said, we're not going to get into today, but I always point folks to Romans chapter 2 and chapter 9 in particular to find out specifically at a sort of individual level or group level, not nation, but individual or group, who's who as far as that's concerned. Romans, Paul does a fantastic job of telling us all we need to know about that kind of stuff. But we are encouraged to conflate the biblical Israel and this modern geopolitical contrivance the world calls Israel. They're not the same thing. This is one of the biggest reasons that I said last year the word of the year should be conflate. Probably should carry over this year too. And at the same time, what one might call Orthodox Islam or general Islam, whether Sunni or Shia, which are the two predominant denominations, if you will, of Islam, the world is encouraged to conflate general or Orthodox Islam with political Islam. Most generally represented in Wahhabism, Salafism, and Deobandism. And again, those could not be more different. You'll hear folks talk about Islam, you know, Muslims are, they're all radical, they're all waiting. It's, you know, Islam is just a giant sleeper cell of, you know, 1. However many, 6 or 7 billion people, just waiting to murder everyone in their sleep. which is utterly absurd. But there is a militant strain, like there is with all religions. You know, I mean, I've mentioned certain strains of what is purportedly Christianity that harbor a latent militancy. Same thing with political Islam. But we're encouraged to conflate the two. We don't define terms clearly, but some folks have. It's very encouraging, for example, to see the Washington Post article that ran last year and hear from folks like Senator Richard Black, State Senator Richard Black, who say, you know, this Wahhabi strain of what is purportedly Islam harbors a latent militancy. It's not so latent with a lot of these folks that wants to establish a caliphate, Sharia law, et cetera, et cetera. Those are the folks that want to do that. These radical fundamentalists, and they really are radical fundamentalists, particularly so when you compare them to their ordinary Muslim counterparts, if you will. That makes sense. So the Wahhabist, Salafist, Deobandi strains of what is purportedly Islam are the – that's the broadest group of radicals. And this is no secret. I mean, I've talked about it in the past, but just for example, it's interesting, by the way, that this information is sort of occluded. But if you look up Operation Cyclone on Wikipedia, even Operation Cyclone mentions this. It opens with these words, Operation Cyclone. And it's interesting that we don't have the picture of Brzezinski and Carter anymore. It's interesting that we don't have Brzezinski's intimations. It's interesting that this entry gets longer and the history gets lost in this entry, unfortunately. It used to be very concise, very succinct, very comprehensive, including that picture of Carter and Brzezinski. But we forget about those kinds of things. You know, it's still sort of in there. You know, in April 1979, Carter told National Security Advisor Zbigniew Brzezinski and Secretary of State Cyrus Vance as early as January 79 that it was vital to repair our relationships with Pakistan in light of the unrest in Iran. Yeah. According to former CIA officer Robert Gates, the Carter administration turned to the CIA to counter Soviet and Cuban aggression in the Third World. This is another one of the CIA's fanciful tales that it tells the American public. It's ridiculous. These people are all trained in deception. Charles Krauthammer on Fox News has stated that very, very well lately. You know, how can you believe any of these people that are all trained in the art of deception? Machiavellian intrigue and deception, which is, it's evil. Why are we calling it anything but evil? You know, speaking of Israel, the Israeli Mossad, and they're called Israelis, not Israelites, which is a hint to the difference, the distinction between the biblical Israel and this modern day geopolitical contrivance. So do you see the Israeli Mossad in the Bible anywhere? No, I don't think you do. I don't think there's a case to be made for that. So that's just one nod to that. But back to Operation Cyclone, just real quick. The Wikipedia entry opens with these words. Operation Cyclone was the code name for the United States Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, program to arm and finance the jihadi warriors, Mujahideen, in Afghanistan from 1979 to 89. But thank goodness that ended there, right? Because Al-Qaeda is – and it's interesting that we don't spell that correctly, isn't it? If you translate Al-Qaeda or Qaeda to Arabic. It's not quite accurate. It's basically been misspelled intentionally over the years, I would argue, to lead people astray. And I've mentioned, you know, that the word Al-Qaeda, if you listen to the Robin Cooks of the world, they'll tell you, remember, when that term was first used, we heard it referred to as the database. And then that suddenly went away. And now even Google will tell you that the correct spelling of Al-Qaeda is translated to English, the base. And you can still find that floating around. It's the base. It's the base. It's not the base. It's the database, as Robin Cook pointed out back in 2005. After the London 7/7 bombings, his article that I believe got him killed less than a month after it was published, he in that article intimated that Al-Qaeda literally translates to the database. It was the database, the CIA database of the thousands of Mujahideen fighters the CIA recruited in Afghanistan. But the Wikipedia entry for Operation Cyclone opens with the words, Operation Cyclone was a codename for the CIA program to arm and finance the jihadi warriors, Mujahideen, in Afghanistan from 79 to 89, prior to and during the military intervention by the USSR in support of its client, the Democratic Republic of Afghanistan. The program leaned heavily toward supporting militant Islamic groups that were favored by the regime of Muhammad Zia-ul-Haq in neighboring Pakistan, rather than less ideological Afghan resistance groups that had also been fighting the Marxist-oriented Democratic Republic of Afghanistan regime since before the Soviet intervention. So let's just condense that a bit. The program leaned heavily, Operation Cyclone leaned heavily toward supporting militant Islamic groups rather than less ideological Afghan resistance groups. Why? Why do you suppose that is? Because it was a proxy war. It was a specious, contrived proxy war from the beginning. And the idea was all along to use these radical fringe lunatics to do precisely what they've been doing. And everyone knows that this is a conflict that, you know, anyone with any understanding of what is going on and any understanding of the background and specifically what I'm talking about knows that it is a conflict that will proliferate. Why? Because that is the nature of it when you recruit these folks. A program that, as this, even the Wikipedia entry mentions, a program that leans heavily towards supporting militant Islamic groups, these radical fringe lunatics instead of moderate groups. There are no, which is why everyone who says there are no moderate rebels is absolutely right. If you want to be specific, if you want to get down to the nitty gritty of why there are no moderate rebels, it's because they're all different factions of these militant Islamic groups, as the Wikipedia entry for Operation Cyclone puts it. They're all carved out of this Wahhabist, Salafist, Diobandi sect of Islam. And it's not even fair, really, to associate those groups, Wahhabi, Salafi, and Diobandi, with Islam. That, I don't think, is fair. But, you know, for the sake of discussion, I think we have to, unfortunately. But I think we should do it with apologies to the ordinary Muslims, if you will. So again, to conflate the ordinary Muslims or ordinary Islam with the Wahhabi, Salafi, Diobandi, militant Islamic groups, as the Operation Cyclone Wikipedia entry puts it, is completely erroneous and even unfair. We need to understand that. But this is, these are the folks that are being recruited. So anyway, the world knows, as Russia's foreign ministry spokeswoman, Maria Zakharova, reported on Friday morning, that the U.S. missile strikes against Syria were planned well in advance of the alleged gas attack in Idlib province on Tuesday last week. As Zakharova said on Friday, it is obvious that these missile strikes were planned before. For every expert, it is obvious that this decision was made well in advance and before the Idlib events. And I would add that they were planned well in advance of the Trump administration. Which gets back to that DIA letter. We'll come back to that and more right after this break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
These days are all Welcome back.
So crazy. We're in a very precarious and perilous predicament, alliteration unintended. We really are. When one is confronted with the reality that we live in a post-truth society, one suddenly realizes how perilous a moment we are at when considering we're in a post-truth society, we live in a post-truth society, that we don't need evidence to convict Donald Trump and his administration, his associates, campaign associates, etc., in the court of public opinion on Russian collusion, which the narrative obviously breaks down in light of the missile strikes, doesn't it? Thursday's or last week's missile strikes, that the Russian narrative seems to kind of break down, doesn't it? I mean, you could kind of still make a case for that, but not really. So the facts of the the whole Russian collusion narrative are very suspect, and no one's really concerned about that. And of course, since it's a post-truth society, we're not concerned with Hillary Clinton's Russian meddling, because there's as much evidence or more to support the Clinton cadre colluding with Russians in a variety of ways than there is to support the Trump camp colluding and conspiring. So that's interesting. And the way that the media portrays all of this is very skewed, obviously. Russia Insider published the RT video. RT ran a story last week about the St. Petersburg metro bombing and pointed to Western press outlets saying that it was being considered a false flag attack by Putin, which reminds me of Michael Morell's words on with Charlie Rose. Remember? I mean, we can't forget that in all of these incidents that we see happening around the world, we can't forget Michael Morell's words. I want to make Putin and Assad and everybody else pay a price. Iran made us pay a price. We got to make them pay a price. We're going to assassinate people. We're not going to assassinate Assad, but just the people around him. Not Putin, just the people around him. Maybe kill some people and blame it on Putin. We can't forget Michael Morell's words. Is that happening behind the scenes? We'll talk more when we come back. Second hour coming up right after the short break. Stick around.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.